The latest from podnews.net. Something strange is happening in the Apple Podcasts app. Podcast ratings in some cases are being recalculated as you look at them, and they can even entirely disappear. Meanwhile, many others are seeing their number of ratings being significantly reduced in the app as well. If you're seeing this behaviour, please get in touch. Reticean is technology that records and analyzes you to give you an emotional scale level for your voice. It's marketed for public speakers, but perhaps useful for podcasters as well. Podcoin is an app that we've discovered that rewards you for listening to podcasts. 10 minutes listening earns one Podcoin. And to earn $2 to spend on Amazon, assuming you could listen to podcasts for 3 hours a day, you'd be listening for over 3 months. If you listen to 3 hours of podcasts every day for 18 years, you could afford a set of Bose headphones. Anyway, the app uses the Listen Notes API and has no visible method of earning revenue. Gimlet, the podcast producer in Brooklyn, has shown off its beautiful studio complex. It opened in August, designed by acoustic architectural firm WSDG. A hip podcast is now a store in Sydney Airport. You Beauty is now a temporary skincare product shop in Domestic Terminal 2. It'll be there, nestling alongside the Virgin and Tiger planes until March. Supernatural drama The Black Tapes is to become a TV show on US television network NBC. And there's been another comedy sketch about podcasting on US television, this time on Full Frontal with Samantha Bee, and for real this time, a real podcasting star.
Who is this?
I'm Sarah Koenig.
What are you doing here?
Wherever there's investigative podcasting, that's where I go.
And that's the latest from podnews.net.